corner where the troops at.
Is this the passing of the torch, right? Is this what this signifies?
It comes down to that front office and what they feel is most important.
The champ is here. We've touched down from a higher plane. Why you made it here?
We always look forward to that week because it was always intense.
You know that we ain't coming back. We got to.
The man, the myth, the legend, Dante Hall. My favorite player growing up was Dante Hall. I love you guys and show, but Dante was my guy.
Get to dashing because he's done on the war feet.
This episode of Chief Concerns is brought to you by BetOnline.ag and Underdog Fantasy. BetOnline continues to be the world's most trusted betting platform and your number one source for online betting in 2025. Whether you're a seasoned fan or a first-time bettor, BetOnline is your ultimate game day companion. With the largest selection of odds on everything from football, the NBA, college basketball, to NHL and UFC, BetOnline is the number one sports betting source for the new year. From touchdowns to three-pointers and hat tricks, BetOnline has you covered on every game, every play, and every win. BetOnline, the game starts here. Want to make some quick cash and have fun during the NFL playoffs? Well, it's time to embrace your inner underdog. Over the last 3 weeks, we have given 11 selections, and we have cashed on 10 of those, predicting higher or lower on multiple different player statistics. So we are ready to continue this heater into the playoffs. So if you have yet to download the Underdog app, do so now and get free cash. Click the link in the description or use promo code CHIEFCONCERNS, one word, to claim your free pick plus first-time deposit offer up to $1,000 in bonus cash. It's NFL playoff season. So let's continue to keep the good vibes in 2025. Hey, everybody. Welcome back to another episode of Chief Concerns. I'm Marcus Dash here with legendary Chiefs tight end, Jason Dunn. What's up, JD?
What's going down? What is up, Marcus? How you doing, my brother? How's it going?
Doing good, man. It's playoffs week. We're ready to rock. We got a full show. I know some of you guys, you know, on Monday, you guys wanted to talk more about the game. We got a full show ready to talk about all this, all that's going to go on this Saturday. The way to kick off, no better way to kick off AFC divisional or divisional playoff weekend with the Chiefs on 4:30 on Saturday. And you gotta love that. You gotta love that, JD.
You do. And I think when everybody's looking at the schedule, you know, they say, oh, this is the prime game. And this, look, these playoff games, every single game is a prime time game. It is. And so we're talking about now coming down to the best of the best, playing to get ready for the championship, AFC, NFC championship game, and then going to the Super Bowl, the big dance, right? And so I think we're anticipating a really good game. No question about it. I think the Chiefs are ready to go ahead and hand these old Texans an L. Give them a big old L, baby, and send them on home packing. So we're going to be good, man. This is a good spot. But I do love that we have a 4:30 game. Actually, I do. I love that 4:30 game. To be honest with you. Because you know why? Because as cold as it may be, the sun will give you somewhat of warmth, right? Just the feel of it. And I think it'll bode well for us. Texas is still going to be cold. Joker's going to be sleeves everywhere. I was telling this to Sean Barber, Barbershop. I was telling him, I said, look, brother. I said, no, I went shop. This was T-Rich. Me and T-Rich were talking. I said, when I watched Pittsburgh play, it looked like they've taken every single hand warmer out of Pittsburgh and gave it to the Steelers. I mean, I seen linemen wearing hand warmers, tight ends wearing hand warmers. They had equipment guys wearing hand warmers. It was crazy. It was crazy. I'm just like, yo, these suckers are done. They are absolutely done. So,
which is weird for Pittsburgh because Pittsburgh, like, that's kind of what they're like known for, but kind of being gritty in the cold and any kind of weather, you know, inclement weather, whether it be snow, sleet, ice. Yeah, I did notice that too. It seemed like the cold affected them more, and you'd think coming from Pittsburgh to Baltimore wouldn't affect you that much, but it did look like that.
But if you're from a warm climate, man, it doesn't even matter. It's just in your blood. And I say this because we were laughing at TG, and I sent him a text message, TG, man. That collar, that coat collar, can't go up any higher than what it is. That's like I said, man, you look like Count Blackula right there with that collar. That's like it was all the way up here. You know, he's like, man, it is cold as you know what. He said, yeah, it's cold.
I feel bad for him every week because they always highlight how cold he is every week. Ever since like mid-October, he's been like just bundled up, the long trench coat, some gloves.
He's a Huntington Beach guy. Yeah. And the thing is, you know, that's what me and T-Rich were talking about. You would think this Joker hadn't played out in Kansas City for, you know, 12 years, however long it was, and wasn't even used to it. So sometimes, man, like I said, he's Huntington Beach all the way, right? I mean, we're talking about sandals, you know, swim trunks. That's what he grew up with. That's who he is. And so sometimes you can't get it, man. If you're tropical people, well, that's just what it is.
What he complained to you, obviously you guys were with each other all the time. We are complaining to you about, man, it's cold, it's cramped today. Like you know, going into a game, like, you know, you guys are warming up for the game and stuff, like complaining about the cold. Would he complain about the weather?
Not more than anybody else, I don't think. You know, at times. Now when I seem like it's more colder now, and obviously, I guess in your older age, and that's another thing. I'm like, you're getting older. Yeah, so everything's cold to you. But we would go out there, man. We wouldn't wear sleeves. So it would be like the last resort to wear sleeves. And so he would put sleeves on every once in a while. And I think a couple of games I put sleeves on. I know one in particular that I put some sleeves on, and it was against the Chargers at Arrowhead. And it was just so cold. And I did everything. I did all the tricks. You know, put a little Vaseline on my arms, and you tell your mind, oh, man, it ain't cold out here. What are we doing? We're talking. Remember, the game, the guys came out there in Seattle, and they had their shirts off. Yeah. Oh, it ain't cold. Man, you get back in that warm locker room, you're like, where's that long? Give me a long sleeve shirt on. Then a turtleneck. You know, the turtleneck that you take the pitcher in, the team pitcher. You know you're cold then. But yeah, man. Now, first off, man, I'm just, you know, I know we're talking about Kansas City stuff, man. We just want to ask, man, how your father's doing. I know we have been praying out here. I know talking to some of the people out here. I know you said that he had came home. Just, you know, give everybody, if you don't mind, if it's not personal. Yeah. People,
right on. Well, first of all, I want to say, so yeah, in the chat, I wrote in it earlier, I think Cheapik asked me, my father returned home today from the hospital for Sunday night stay, and he got back today, early afternoon, late morning. We brought him back. He's doing good, feeling much better. So I appreciate all the love and all the prayers you guys sent his way. Monday night after the show, when I went back to the hospital, I played him the episode. I played him the part where, and I showed him all the live chats. He loved what you had to say, JD, and he loved all the nice things you guys had to say. And also all the nice people who have reached out since our episode Monday, I've shown him all that stuff. So he really appreciated all the love and the prayers you guys sent his way, made him, you know, any kind of good endorphins that can go someone's way when they're feeling down, any little bit of helps. And I could tell he was elated to see all the love he got from y'all. And I really appreciate it. It meant a lot to me. I really appreciate you guys. But yeah, he's doing good. A little bit more medication he's going to have to add to his daily routines and daily regimens. But he's on the up and up. And I appreciate all the love you guys gave.
Well, good, man. I mean, you know, we love you here too. You know that, and we've been praying for him, keeping us in our thoughts as well. And it's always good to hear good news. And sometimes you got to do what you got to do, man. You know, more medication, whatever it is, to make sure you're doing all right. So beautiful. So thank God for that. So
yeah, I think he was starting to drive the nursing staff crazy there, because every day he was like, "Am I going home? Am I leaving?" And finally today, the discharge took about 2 hours, but they finally set him free. But yeah, he was ready to go. He was ready to go Monday morning, I would say. But yeah, they kept him in there till today. But he's on the up and up. So again, I appreciate all the love, guys.
Yeah, tough guy, man. Tough guy. Love it. I love it.
Tough SOB.
Yeah. That's good. But, you know, also, too, man, just for you and Tej, you know, being there, helping out and whatnot, man, just commending you all for being just wonderful sons, you know, in this whole process. And I know you're there for your mother as well and whatnot. So love the Dash family. I'm just, I know I'm speaking for everybody else out here, man. So
that's what we do, JD. You and I, we established this a long time ago that you and I are both family men, and we both do what we have to do for our families. And that's one thing we right away when we first met online, it was one of the things we kind of connected on, was how you know, deeply close we are to our family, and how much we, you know, we give the shirt off our backs for our family, right? And you know, our friends as well.
And our friends, yeah, shoot, strangers. That's right.
Exactly.
Right. Well, challenge people for that too. Challenge people for that. Take your shirt off for strangers. You know, we need more of that. Exactly. So good. 100%. See who's all in here tonight in the chat, Marcus. Let me go check and see who's all in the
room. Live chat, Jay. Very lively.
Oh, okay. G Pick is in the house. Dane, let's talk some football. Dane, we will do it, sir. We're gonna get that request to you right now in a few minutes. Who else we got in here? We got Andrea Chenault. Good to see you. I think Andrea said it's going to be her birthday weekend. So happy birthday to you, Andrea. Always good seeing you. Hope you have a wonderful birthday, especially with this win. We're going to get there. Don Peterson, my guy. Bless you, guys. Bless you, man. Appreciate you, my brother. Bless you also. Bless you also, my brother. Always good talking to you. Seeing McBride. Good to hear, Mark. It's good. I think they're talking about your parents. Timmy G, 123. Hey, let's get it. Timmy G, 123. Got it. Sherry Kubik. I think, hello, gentlemen. Mark's press for you and your family. Thank you, Sherry, on that. Appreciate it. Who else we got in here? Let's see. Slide on through. Greg Rose. What's up, Greg Rose? What's happening with you, my man? Delia Seguero. Hello, Delia. Good to see you. Amda Brown is in the room. What's up, Amda Brown? Always good seeing you. I'm Brown. I always got something. I'm Brown. I know you got a good question for me tonight. I know you have something good. Okay. You always bring good stuff up. Who else we got in here in the chat? Let me see. Charles Driver's in here.
Huh? Is it about time's birthday?
About time.
Proper birthday.
Happy birthday. About time. You know, and prayers to you and your family and your wife. Hope everything's good. Taco salad dinner, fine bourbon, some CC, proper birthday. Proper birthday right there, brother. Proper Indeed. Birthday. Indeed. One of my guys from where I'm from, it's his birthday too. Went there, went to say what's up to him as well. There's a little cigar and bourbon place, and I couldn't partake, obviously, getting on the show. I don't really do cigars anymore, but hey, happy birthday, about time, if it's your birthday, okay? And we sung, so for you, this is what we'll do, okay? Real quick, about time. Just, you know, we get off the cuff. We say he's a jolly good fellow. So he's a jolly good fellow. He's a jolly good fellow. And nobody can deny. Hey, and Andrea, get one to you right now. We'll do a happy birthday song to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, Andrea. Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday, Andrea.
Yeah, good. Let's see, Lenny the Cool is in here. Lenny the Cool Dawson, what's going on? Susan, what's up, sweetie? It's my baby in there. The Barbershop, what's going down? Barbershop, good to see you in here as well. We got Timmy 123 in this. Nani Sherry, what's going down? How you doing, Nani Sherry? I was going to say, you know, name is in the house. Simja Guest is here. Fellas, what's going on, man? What's up, Simja? I think that's it right now. So get this thing rolling, Marcus. Get this show on the road. Let's go.
It's playoffs time, baby. It's playoffs time.
Playoffs. Yeah. Playoffs, baby. What this is. So
let's begin. So obviously JD and I talked about on Monday that this is no cakewalk. I know everyone said it should be. I've seen some people online say it's another bye, and guys, it's any given Sunday, and in this case, any given Saturday. It's not time to say that. This team is here for the second year in a row of the divisional for a reason. This is good. This is a good football team. I know we beat them during the regular season. It was kind of a struggle for half that game, but while some people are saying it is a cakewalk, Andy Reid and Patrick Mahomes have a different view of what they see this game being on Saturday. And here's a clip from Patrick Mahomes and Andy Reid.
What catches your eye most about Texans defense, especially how they contain Herbert?
Yeah, I mean, the first thing that jumps out at you is speed. That front can run. We didn't have a chance to play against Zero last year, or last time we played him a couple weeks back. And he's fast also as a linebacker, and he's kind of their main play caller there. So, but he can – the speed of the D-line, the linebackers, just jump out at you. And they're real good. The hands of the secondary, those guys, they catch the ball. You don't see a lot of bobbles or drops or that. If you're presenting it close, they can go up and snag it.
We knew when we played in this last time it was a hard-fought game, and They get after the quarterback really well. They have really good secondary players, and the linebackers fly around. So it'll be a great challenge for us, and we'll have to play our best football.
So, JD, obviously major props being thrown around, to the Texans defense. But I will say Mahomes had one of his probably his most efficient games against Houston, accounting for nearly 300 total yards, along with two TDs, completing passes to eight different pass catchers in that game. So, obviously, you know, you look at the numbers, you know, 33 of Houston's 49 sacks this year came from Danielle Hunter and Will Anderson, 11 and 12, and obviously Derek Stingley on the back end. Mm-hmm. It's a good defense. But when we saw that game, Mahomes had a really efficient game. They talked a lot of noise about, you know, getting to him. Obviously, they're one of the best pass rush teams in the league. But what's one thing about this Houston defense that you think can give us some trouble? And what are some ways that you've seen from watching this Houston defense that we can exploit and what we did exploit? We did play them last time.
So Andy makes a very, very good point. Very valid point is, they are fast on defense. They have their front seven is probably one of the best in the NFL. You know, and DeMeco, he has those guys humming. He does. And you could tell how players embody what the head coach is, his philosophy. That's how he played. That's how they play. And so I watched clips of him talking to his team on the sideline, how he motivates them, how he loves them, what he talks to him about, how to play defense, how to get off block, how to do all those things. And so he's imparting a lot of that knowledge onto them. But I think one of the things that we got to make sure that we do is we got to shore up that defense. We got to make sure we block these guys. And I'm talking body on a body. And if it's like moving up to the next level, we got to make sure we move to the next level. They got a good linebacker core. We know they got Anderson, Hunter, those guys. Defensively on the outside, they are fast, they are big, they are strong. They can run, and they can run you down. One of the challenges we're gonna have to face is this. Because we've kind of incorporated getting the ball out of hands pretty quick now, okay, offensively, and they kind of discussed that. In that clip, they was asking Pat about that, like, oh, you know, you're starting to do a little bit more with getting the ball out of your hand a little bit faster. Pat was like, yeah. But they also understand that this, because of their defense, they play a lot in the box, okay? And so what they do is they almost force you to have, like, the short passes. Because why? Because their pass rush is so effective getting to you. So now when you go into philosophy, like, well, we got to get the ball out of hand. Well, your linebackers are only playing about 5-6 yards deep. And so they're going to be sitting on everything short, okay? They're going to be sitting on everything, slants, curls, hooks. They're going to be trying to, sit on all of those different things. What is going to bode well for us, and it boded well for us in the first game, okay, when I went back and just kind of watched, is when we get man coverage, we got to run a lot of pick routes, okay, getting guys open. And so when you got different options of guys crossing, obviously one of the things that we do really well, and we run it from different formations, is the shallow cross concept. So when you do that, which is mesh, everybody call it mesh, shallow cross, mesh. All right, so kind of speaking another language, you got to be able to do those things. And so when you pick those guys, and just make sure you you go through, you don't have to go hit them, just turn your head and just get in the way. And what you want to try to do is get the defensive guy just to kind of bubble over the top, if you will, okay? If he comes underneath, he's beat. So getting to bubble over the top is one of those things you have to be able to do. Another thing that we had to do is we got to get the ball in the hands of the playmakers. We did a great job getting the ball to Worthy last time. I think a key component in this game has to be Hollywood Brown, okay? Hollywood Brown is in full effect with us right now. And so we got to go ahead and exploit that. Why? You beat speed with speed, okay? We're a little bit faster than they are. Worthy, Hollywood. Then we got D-Hop with the great hands. We got Travis Kelce out there catching everything. Juju, who's making blocks, getting guys open. You know, Justin Watson, who came in and gave a little bit here and there. We got Noah Gray does a great job with those things. But I always want to say this to you, Marcus, and I keep reiterating the fact we have to run the football. We have to run the football. What negates a good pass rush defense? Running the ball. Hit them in they throw. Hit them right there, straight down the middle, right here, right up underneath that nose, okay, in his chin. We want to make sure we're going to crack a couple of chin straps out here. Make no mistake about it, man. We got to come out there and be physical against this front seven. So the guys that's out there, right, the back end, Stingley, Lassiter, those guys, we got to challenge those guys too. Very talented. But what helps them is when they have that pass rush, you know, coming after us. So you got to just negate all those different things. But that's what you do when the gate speed is, bring power to it. Bring power.
I was reading some metrics that the Houston Texans, and I think Kelce didn't really have that good of a game against them the last time. There was that moment where he had that, and him and Mahomes were kind of off. Mahomes was expecting to run a post, and he kind of whipped back around. He would have had a touchdown that game. But a lot of metrics suggest and show that the Texans aren't the best at covering tight ends. I mean, if you watched the game even last week, I mean, they could have gone to Disley a few times. Disley dropped a few balls in that game. Disley could have had a bigger game, and obviously Disley's nowhere in the same stratosphere as Travis Kelce. But and obviously we talked about how Kelce, you know, we've seen a little bit more Noah Gray this year, maybe for the stretch run to see it get to kind of let the wheels, you know, to kind of let Travis Kelce do his thing in the playoffs. Do you see a big-time game from him specifically this weekend?
I do. He had a good game against him last time. You know, he was able to get open. But then also, too, like I was telling you, Will Disley, like you said, is night and day with the Travis Kelce. So I don't believe that they were really worried too much about Disley. They was worried more so about, obviously, the weapons you had around him. That, you know, Johnson, McConkley, Palmer, those guys, those are the guys that could kill you, okay? What we have, and I go to Barbershop's point on this, is we have so many weapons. I think we have to challenge them deep. Matter of fact, we was beating them deep last time we played against Marcus. So I think if we do that, we still have that element to us. We could take the top off the defense. We got two or three guys can do that right now. So that's how you stretch a defense. You got to make sure you keep them honest. You make sure they cover the entire field. And Andy and those guys are going to make sure they do that. When you want to beat a Texas team, stretch them out, okay? Give them too many areas to cover. Because when you bottle yourself up and you make everything tight, it plays well for them, right? Because they're a little bit faster. They can cover some areas a little bit quicker. But make them cover every blade of grass out there on that field. You got to be able to do that. So, yeah, we understand that. And everybody's talking about screens. Screens is another thing we could put into the game, but you can't run too many of it. Why? Because they got fast linebackers. They got fast defensive ends that peel back, you know, against the screens. They do a very good job against the screen game, matter of fact. And so those are one of those things you got to kind of pick and choose when you run the screens. You got to be very selective when it's coming up. Almost like when you can't even, you hate to say it, like in a scenario. You would say, oh, well, this would be a scenario to run a screen. But sometimes, like, oh, why do they run a screen on this? And it works out, right? It works out. So we do a good job of running screens kind of like on first down. They kind of get guys, you know, a little bit off their game. That's what I love about it, though. Any of those guys are so creative on offense that you give a defense so much to look at. So much to look at. That's why when everybody's sitting there saying, well, Andy's going to open up the playbook. Well, the playbook's already been open. These guys have been running these plays. There might be a wrinkle or two in this thing, man. But the thing is, you don't want to do too much where the guys have to think, you know, too much in their head what I have to do. When, you know, some things are simplified. If the simplified things are working, you just make it look a different way. And the Chiefs do a very good job of doing those things like that. Window dressing.
And another thing that a lot of people forget, that was Hollywood Brown's like first game back, I believe. And that was his first game back. Yeah. He played 20 snaps that game, 27% of snaps. He's going to get a lot more this week. He's also 3 weeks refreshed since playing last time, on top of, you know, coming back for those games and then getting a little break here. He's going to be ready to go in this game. And I think we're going to see a lot more than 20 snaps from Hollywood Brown this game.
You better.
You should.
And he
spoke the other day about how, you know, being in the, that's not the exact quote, but pretty much being around this organization, how they are kind of like, how things have changed a little bit, shifted from regular season to what it is now. Now it's like playoffs, like full on locked in. He said it was not that it wasn't full on locked in before, but he goes, now you see a little shift. A little shift in the mindsets as you get into January and February. And I thought that was interesting from a guy who's played, Baltimore, you know, they obviously haven't reached the heights that we have while he was there. But, you know, coming from Arizona to this, it's a night and day for him, obviously.
Look, you have two guys on offense, okay? Hollywood being one who wants this as bad as anyone. And because of the road he had to do to get here, not to mention Barrett, you know, the injury he had at the end of the first of the season. Andre said he has fresh legs. Yes, he does. But he's ready to showcase what he can do. He's going to do everything in his power. He's like, man, get the football to me because he's just going to make plays. Another guy that we can't take away from this that deserves this, who wants it more than anybody else, is D-Hop. Those two guys on our offense, I think you got to give the ball to them. You got to. We do. Barbershop said it here. We have too many weapons. Not too many weapons. You can't never have too many weapons. I don't believe that. The thing is we have just enough what we need, okay, to destroy teams. And so I think that's what it gives us the options that, yeah, we don't have Worthy. He's not hitting it. We got Hollywood. He's not hitting it. We got D-Hop. He's not hitting it. Then we got Travis Kelce. So everybody can hit. Everybody can hit. I think I seen my guy was in here. He said something about King Mo. King Mo said it. He said, who do you think cracks 100 yards first this postseason? I don't know. That's a good question. That's a really good question. I tell you what, though. We have guys on our team that can do it. At least three or four jokers can get that. Three for sure. So, King Mo, I think we're going to be close to it. We just got to get into a rhythm, Marcus. Get into a rhythm. Protect the football, you know, no turnovers, and we should be fine. And I think that's what we got to have, like that mix of run and pass. Because if you're passing the ball all season, you know, during a game, you kind of give them what they want in the pass rush. They're going to test our tackles and whatnot. And I got to reiterate this, okay? We got maulers up front. If DJ Humphreys is a guy that we worried about, like, you know, what he's going to do against a pass rush, guess what? Let him come off the football, hit a couple of these jokers in the mouth, road grade him. Jump on top of them. Hit them in their ribs. Hit them in their legs. You take a couple of snaps off of them, see what happens, okay? You get a couple kick-out blocks from Trey Smith, all right? Let Joe Tooney put his hands on you. Creed Humphreys go and eat your lunch. Different thing altogether. Now it's a different game. Now what you do is you make sure that you get these guys to submit. Straight attrition. That's what it's going to be. You make them jokers submit. I know everything we do, we got to come after them. We're not taking the gas we're fucking off the gas. We're not. You shouldn't. This right here needs to be a calling. When you come in, you got to let everybody know how serious you are into this game. Oh, we worried about it. It's going to be a preseason. We ain't worried about no preseason game. This is all about us. That's what it is. We're not taking these guys lightly. We're coming in and we're going to throw everything at you in the kitchen sink. That's what it's got to be. And you coming at our house? Woo. Man, you got me ready to play. I'm ready to get out there right now and put on some pads, man. I'm just excited just to watch it. I can just imagine playing in it, Marcus. I can just imagine it, you know? So let me calm down.
And I'm sure you can still, and we talked about it a lot, but I'm sure you can still give us a couple of plays here and there.
I'll give you a couple. I told you, I'll give you a couple. Now, you might have to come and get the paramedics come get me off the field after, okay? You might just spill me onto a card or something, but I'll give you a couple, that's for sure. I just got it in me, Marcus. I can't help it.
JD, we talked about last year with Rasheed Rice. He was rookie, and obviously we had to go right in. We played to play the wild card game, and we had to kind of get him adapted right away. Now, Sid McBride brings me talks about Xavier Worthy. I watched the X presser today. I was impressed how confident he looked, more so than any time in the past, like he knows something. My thing is, do you think, because he's a rookie, because he's really never played in a game like this before in his career? Yeah, I think he was in a college football playoff game last year, and I think Washington kind of wiped the floor with him pretty early on. But this is the biggest game he's played in. Would it be wise to get Andy, you know, we talked about quick game, we talked about it earlier.
Yeah.
Right away, quick screen. Just get in the ball, quick slants. Get in the ball right away. Just kind of take that, like, playoff kind of, like, take the monumental game off his head right away. It's like, no, dude, it's another game. Just get the ball and do your thing kind of thing. Just kind of get him the ball right away. Kind of get him feeling that playoff vibe right out of the gate.
I think it's perfect. I think that is part of the formula, what you have to do. Get the ball in the hands of the playmakers. He's a playmaker for us. You got to let him eat early and often. I think that's what you have to do, right? And then all of a sudden, you start kidding on him. Then here comes Hollywood. Then comes D-Hop. Then here comes Travis Kelce. And everybody else follows suit. But for me, he's just grown into his own. And they've allowed him to do it. you know, it's kind of funny how people, at the beginning of the season, it's like, oh, man, why you pick Xavier Worthy and this and that and all this guy so skinny and this. That joke is a muscle. If you look at his body frame and how he is, he's a muscle. He's thin, but he's a thin muscle. That's what it is. It's all muscle right there. And so he just won more. That's all it is. And the thing is, he exudes confidence. You know why? Because he's around guys who's confident all the time, who have been there before, who don't feel like they're real stressed. And you can read the room, okay? When you're sitting at the locker, you start looking around, you start looking at guys who are nervous. You know, you might go through your pregame, stuff, right? Like your whole, order of doing stuff, right? The OCD guys, and this is our tradition. You start seeing some guys, man, and the eyes might be a little bit shaky. You're like, uh-oh, is that Joker right there ready to play? Xavier Worthy, he's looking around, these guys are laughing, they're clowning, they're having a good time. But it's like the subtlety of having the confidence and knowing who you are. That bodes well more than anything else. Because I think what happens here, and I know this for a fact, championships are won in the mind. You got to be able to see it. If you've done, if you've delivered before, you got to mentally now capture those moments to the point where you think these things are just normal, okay? And so he starts seeing Travis Kelce around there, Patrick Mahomes, D-Hop. He's watching the defense, Chris Jones and those guys, okay? Trey and Trent, okay? And Reed and how they carry themselves. That's a different type of mystique there that he hasn't seen before. And so when you have confidence there, it lets you sit there in comfort and have confidence as well. So, yeah, give him the football right now. You know why? Because he's got guys around him he know has his back. He's got guys around him he know he can count on. It's a tough place, man, when you don't know who to count on sometimes. You get in the locker room or, you start looking in the huddle and guys' knees are shaking. You're like, who's that over there, Hey, oh, yeah, it's me. Uh-oh. Man, you all right? Yeah. Okay. All right. Just check it. Right? I mean, it's, not a good place. But I know that's what he's seeing. And Andy, he expects that. He expects it. His coaches expect it. It's another thing, too. Coaches. You might hear a little tenor in their voice. Hey, he went a little high on me. Hey, coach, everything all right? Yeah. Oh, okay. All right. Just check it. Right? Now, these guys, man, they exude confidence for a reason. Why? Because they're champs.
No. Yeah. JD, we have a Houston, Texas fan. Every playoffs, we always get fans kind of creep over a little bit. Texas fan of the building, what's up, Jabari Mayo? So he brings up a point here. He says Stingley locking all that up. Who do you think Stingley's going to go? Because our offense is unique, right? We don't really have a number one, right, where every team kind of has a traditional number one. Mm-hmm. You can say Kelce's the number one. You could say on some days, Worthy has been the number one. Some days, I don't know with Hollywood if he could be the number one guy yet. We haven't seen that yet with us. How do you think they match up with Stingley? If Stingley was your cornerback, how would you want him guarding us? Would you want him on Worthy? Would you want him on Hollywood Brown? D-Hop? I mean, how do you go with that?
Sure. He talking about cooking. Talking about Tank cooked us. He Tank cooked y'all ass bad. Sure, we cooked Stingley last game, too. We was taking turns on him. That's like he got a full plate. Stingley got a full plate, man. I guarantee it. That Joe, hey, look, he is not going to get too much sleep. I'm just going to tell you, Jabari Mayo, good to see you. I'm glad you're all here, too, okay? But let's not get this twisted, okay? Chiefs ain't worried about nobody who's out there that they playing. We done seen a Stingley. We done played against the best in the business. So what do we have to worry about? Not at all. This is on Stingley to make sure he shows up. And he's a good football player. I like Stingley a lot. I like him. I like Lassiter too. Both those guys are good corners. But you best believe we're going to stretch him on Saturday. And if he don't get stretched out and it's going to be cold, hey, man, you talking about cooking. Then we're going to have a little bit of Stingley on the side, a little Lassiter over here, put on the queue. Okay? We're going to make that happen. So we're not worried about anybody, man. We're not worried about anybody. And these guys are they're very quality guys. So,
appreciate you coming on, Jabari. Yeah,
Thank you.
Learn some football. Learn how we Chiefs Kingdom wins. So appreciate you. Appreciate the engagement, buddy. I gotta say, Lasser, Stingley, solid DBs. They've been fantastic all year. We saw what they shut down Ladd McConkey and all them last year. Although Ladd McConkey did kind of eat them up last week. So Ladd McConkey's eating you up. Be very scared about what Hollywood and Xavier Worthy can do to you.
Yeah, we got a much better receiver core than what you just faced last week.
Yeah.
Much better. Matter of fact, y'all seen it last time in week 16. So,
yeah.
It's going to be a good game. It's going to be a slugfest. Those guys are going to come out with their best. It's not going to be a cakewalk. We're not looking for it to be. But what last time I checked, Tank Dell is not playing. He cooked it last time, but Tank, hope he comes back healthy. Okay. I'm looking for a speedy recovery. But he ain't showing up. He might come over here with on some crutches or whatever, but, you know, he ain't going to be able to help you. Now, you do have one of the better receivers in the league, and Nico Collins, in my opinion, who's out here, big receiver, very good. But Trent McDuffie said he's ready to lock him up. He wants to go against a guy like him, and they should. Joshua Williams, you know, we got to look for him to come in, okay, put on the cape to make sure when he is up against Nico Collins, he does a good job against him. Michi and you know, Deontay Johnson, we don't know what that's going to look like if he comes in. Is he replacing for Tank?
Would you just see the latest news? Deontay got cut. Deontay got waived earlier.
Are you kidding? No. Are you kidding?
No. Yeah, he got waived, and then the Ravens claimed him, so he won't be able to play this postseason.
He didn't let the – yeah, obviously.
Apparently, it was a kind of a not petty move, but it was a strategic move by the Ravens to claim him, so no one can touch him now, and he'll be an unrestricted free agent in the offseason.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yo, what is going on?
Yeah. Apparently, after the game, Shaiir and Mixon had a kind of because Deontay was going nuts in the locker room. They kind of had to hold him back and kind of talk him down. He was really upset about the lack of playing time, and overall just lack of playing time. In Houston, and then Deontay was yep.
He just got there.
I know.
Look, just had a McMuffin sandwich. He won't. What you want? You know, 90% of the snaps.
I'll tell you who likes that though. Brett Veach is gonna like that when he offers him a 1 year, $4 million deal in the offseason, maybe less.
Hey man, look, I'm gonna tell you something. Okay, I'm completely honest with this. All right. We don't need no problems. We ain't trying to take no headaches. We tried it before with a few guys. And look, and sometimes, you know, Andy is he's a player whisperer in a sense, okay? If you haven't been getting what you wanted to get, we could use you. But you need to understand we have a standard here. We have a standard on how we act, what we do, and how we treat you. So if you want to play, just take care of your business. That's it. But we ain't going to listen to no grumblers on the sideline. And we ain't doing that. I'm going to let you know it right now. And so if you want to play, fine. Be a part of something great. Don't be a disruptor. We don't need that. We got championships here. They don't need a guy like him. I'm just saying, if it just happened, that to me, yeah, we don't need those things. But drama-free workers are absolutely. You got to come in. We got to know what it is, period, and point blank. If any of them can't have you, then I don't know. You're talking about some other stuff that might even happen, but go ahead.
Well, apparently, just based on that, when he got traded from Pittsburgh to Carolina, he wanted to go to Kansas City, and the Chiefs made an offer to get him. Steelers had no intention of trading him to in the conference, so they traded him to Carolina. Carolina, now he then goes to Houston or Baltimore, and the rumor was we were interested in getting him from Carolina, and we were interested in getting him when Baltimore waived him. So I don't know if he wanted to come to Kansas City in the end, but yeah, it seems like he's not comfortable getting utilized at all these ways being utilized at all these places. So I don't know behind the scenes. You know, JD, how it is. Stuff happens behind the scenes. We don't know all of it, right? We just see the guy getting waived. That's all.
We just know this disgruntled guy, very talented wide receiver, who is going from place to place, and it doesn't look good. That's not a good thing to have on your resume. And the thing is, all these teams talk and they communicate with one another what the problem and the issue is. So, yeah, man, that we had to wait for something like that during off season to talk about. But as far as like, I couldn't use a guy like that. Sorry.
Beach does like his dollar discount meals. You know, he likes the discounts.
But man, don't eat the $5 steak. You know what I mean? Don't do that because you want steak. No, you know what I mean? You asking for more problems. You know, it's not grass fed. It's synthetic. You don't know what's all in it. Steroids. You don't want none of that. Leave that alone. Just because you won't get a deal discount, it gonna hurt you more than help you, right?
Yeah.
Might taste good sinking your teeth in it, Marcus. Okay? But you might have to go to the throne, the bathroom a little bit later and pay for it. Like, I probably shouldn't have had that.
That's true.
$10 buffet. So.
Yeah.
We had to talk about somebody who ain't there. But listen, going back to my point, what I was saying before. Nico Collins, you got to make sure that you put your hands on him. I think Joshua Williams didn't do enough of that last game. Okay, his hands was down on the side. You know, you're going to be a bump and run corner. You're going to play man. You got to put your hands on him. Joshua Williams has some very long arms. He's very athletic. He's got to use those things to his advantage. He has to reach out and touch someone, right? That's what he got to do. That was it, Southern Bell. That was the old phone thing. Reach out and touch someone. So somebody to pick that up. But that's how it is. You got to reach out and touch someone, Joshua. Do that, man. Put your hands on him. Help yourself out. So, Rusty Roy said, gas station sushi is no good. No, it's not. Leave it alone. I know that. It looks good. No, sir. Don't touch.
I mean, hey, Brett Veach might do it. You know, he's had some of the gas station sushi, and it's worked out for him. You know, he was able to kind of escape any late nights in the bathroom.
Yeah. John Clipp is in the house. What's up, John? Good to see you. Nico was on ice this game. We got to make sure of that. We can't let him go. We got to bracket him as much as possible. But we got to get over top of him whenever he tries to get, you know, the deep routes on the go routes and stuff. We got to make sure we're right there in his hip pocket. Got to stay right there in him in the frame. He goes up. We got to go up there with him. But I think Spags, one of his game plans is you have to bring pressure. The times that I saw C.J. Stroud make good against us was when he had time to throw the ball in the pocket. And I actually count, I was like 1,001, 1,002, 1,003, 1,004, 1,005. Any quarterback's going to be able to do that. So C.J. Stroud is a very talented quarterback, but anybody give time, especially a guy like him who's been playing at a high level, he can pick you apart. And so our pass rush has got to be spectacular. Got to be spectacular. So, yep.
And Andre points out, Jalen Watson, full participant at practice today. So you got to love that. Also got to say, that's a fast recovery for Jalen Watson. The fact that he's a full participant already, that's something we've been missing. We've been trying to find who's going to be the number two cornerback when Watson got hurt. No one really stepped up to the challenge. So Watson comes back, and we don't know how. I mean, he's obviously a full participant, but we don't know how good he's going to be and how ready he's going to be. But hey, having Jalen Watson in for a little bit, that's an upgrade.
That's a great sign. The thing is, he wants to be a part of it. Andy was saying that in the press conference, like, we don't know how much he is, how good he's out there, how fully he's recovered. He would love to get maybe one or two snaps out of him, if he's able to, right? If he's able to. That's something they have to see. They'll find out toward the end of this week. I mean, it's only Wednesday right now, so they're taking an assessment of guys, who they can play, who will play. And, you know, we kind of leave it at that. You know, we don't quite know exactly where he is, but they'll know for sure. Now, is he good enough to be on a Nico Collins immediately? I don't know. Maybe the guys have been playing. Is Nelson going to play? That's another question, Marcus. We've been pushing that too. Is Nelson going to play? He knows the guys. He knows the receiver. He's been going against these jokers. So I would like to see it. That's me personally, okay, and selfishly, just to see what he can do. So,
yeah, it would have been nice to see Nelson play this weekend, especially in this spot against his old team, because we talked about it the other day. D-Hop, Steven Nelson, Amenahu, Justin Reed, all these guys, let them play against their old team. Let them eliminate their old team from the playoffs. I mean, that'd be nice.
Okay. Yeah, it would. Reach out and touch someone. Is AT&T Stalker Jack? Okay, AT&T. Okay, AT&T. I knew it was Southern Bell. Was it AT&T at the time? I went AT&T at that time, man. Ray. They didn't have AT&T. Well, not like that back then. Southern Bell, baby. I'm pretty sure. Oh, no, I had to pick it up. Jabari Mayo, F. Omenihu is injured. Oh, Jabari, calm down, man. Come on, man, with all of that, okay?
Yeah.
Look, you say Omenihu, he only been hurt once. Why you say that? Okay? That's the guy you need to be worrying about. Him? Woo! We were talking about pass rush. That guy right there is the one you're going to have to do something about, because he's going to be ready. He is going to be ready. So, Sprint MCI, LOL.
All right. So now we're going to go to another. We talked about, guys like, Jalen Watts coming back, and DJ Humphreys. He made his return last game of the regular season. We saw him play a little bit. And the left tackle's been kind of one spot that, for the most part, all season long, we had assigned DJ Humphreys because our left tackle spot, I mean, why he's getting hurt. Our guy Kingsley, I don't know if he's going to be a left tackle in the NFL. That remains to be seen. However, that's been a constant conversation all year long for us. But Andy Reid kind of provides some clarity on that, but still not entirely clear as to who's going to be the left tackle on Saturday. JD, here is Andy Reid on the blind side.
Mm-hmm.
Andy, just what's the thought on left tackle and DJ or Joe?
Yeah, I'm going to see how it goes this week. I'm going to rotate him, and so it gives us some flexibility there. But I was happy with what Joe and Mike did in there, but I also liked what DJ did and, some of those snaps that he had, and there weren't a lot of them, but the snaps that he had against Denver.
When you say rotate, you mean rotate at practice, right?
Yeah, in practice, yeah. Then we'll just see. We'll see how it goes.
So, JD, you obviously played in the NFL for a long time. We always talk about coach speak. Mm-hmm. Sometimes coaches say things. We don't know what they mean exactly.
Yeah.
If you were to cipher through this, what he said, we'll see if we're going to rotate this week at practice. Who's starting at left tackle on Saturday?
DJ Humphrey. Yeah, I ain't telling you anything. I ain't going to give you the definitive answer. But DJ Humphrey, he talked about it. He liked what DJ Humphrey was able to do. He said that last game, what he was able to do. Obviously, he's like, let's see this week, make sure there's no setbacks. If he looks good, he looks like he's healthy, it looked like his feet is still fast. Our best option at left tackle is DJ Humphrey. Period. That's the reality. That's the reason we brought him in. We brought him in to be the starting left tackle. When Wanye and King Suma couldn't do it, Wanye got hurt, couldn't do it, wasn't as clean playing a left tackle, we called in the troops. That troop we brought in was DJ Humphrey. He was the plan. So when he got hurt, that set him back. So now Joe had to go back out there. Joe had to go back out. So my thing is, if DJ Humphrey is healthy, and he looks good, DJ Humphrey plays left tackle for me, okay? Andy knows that too. I know he likes Mike. He's not going to say, hey, I don't like Mike, I like Joe at left tackle. But we've seen Joe do a good job at left tackle. Joe's been pushed back too, okay? We want to make sure that we give every situation for DJ Humphrey not to be the starting guy. Okay. He's got to do everything wrong for Joe Tooney to go out there and left tackle. Just practical, man. It is. Just practical. And so we got to understand that DJ Humphrey is a good left tackle, and he always has been. The knee was an issue because we brought him in, right? Because he was hurt coming off of that, but he looked like he was better. Now he has a chance to kind of get his wind up underneath him. Remember the one game because he looked like he was tired because he hadn't really played. Now he's got a little bit of that. He's got some games on his belt. He's got some reps on his belt. I would rather see him, left tackle than anybody else. Now, if it's a rough road for him, we know what the plan is. Joe, hey, man, go ahead and push out. Mike, left guard, let's go. Let's get it. Or King Suma. You know what I mean? King Sumo. So that's what that's how I feel. Which else is Kingsley better than Orlando? No, it's not true. I mean, No. Kingsley got to get there. He's got some growing up to do.
And quite frankly, I mean, we're not even sure he's gonna be a tackle in this league. So, like, I mean, that's no way he's better than Orlando Brown. We don't know if he's gonna be a tackle in this league. So there's gonna be a lot of questions this offseason to see what they do with that tackle spot, and that'll tell you what they do with Kingsley and if they see him as a guard or whatnot. Which, you know, we saw him play guard in that last week of the season. So they obviously see maybe a little shift in where they see him going.
Yeah. Yeah, and look, all this offseason and whatnot, man, it takes time to see, you know, for things to kind of work itself out. And so if they say, hey, look, you know, we need to go ahead and move him to left tackle or left guard, then that's a better situation for us. Then so be it. And if we got to go back in the draft, get us another left tackle, then so be it. Or get a guy that we know is capable of doing that, so be it. If DJ Humphrey's that guy and he plays well this season, do you put him on for a longer-term deal? Sure. Why not? That way you had to go to a draft and try to find out another guy may not be as good playing left tackle, and he got to do the dance all over again. You got a guy who was a pro bowler who played at a high level for the number of years that he was playing that did a good job. Let's just be honest, man. He's a good left tackle before he ended up getting hurt. So hopefully he is showing the progress coming back, being healthy, to go out there and be effective. So he's got some good pass rushers going against him, man. We know that. So,
let me ask you, I've seen a lot of people online say, you know, just go with Caliendo at guard and go with Tooney at left tackle. JD, can you tell people how big of a difference it is to have Tooney at guard versus Caliendo? Because I think people think the combination of Tooney at tackle and Caliendo at guard is a better combination than Tooney at guard and DJ Humphries at tackle. We see as far as a run game, hasn't been the best with Tooney at left tackle. And that's not a Tooney thing. I think it's more Caliendo's. I mean, he's solid, but he's not.
He's a solid guy, man. But you know, you're going against some real dudes. Caliendo, Mike can do it. He can get the job done. I'm not taking anything from Caliendo at all. It's a very good left guard. But Joe Tooney is a much better guard than Caliendo. And so you rather have the better left guard with a pretty solid left tackle than having a pretty good left tackle and an okay left guard. That combination with Tooney and DJ Humphrey is vital. And one of them made a point here. I think I just seen it on here. Let me see. Greg Rose said, the Saints are coming, so Tooney is needed on the interior. I watched DJ Humphrey pass out off a stunt, and I'm like, this is exactly how it's supposed to look. That's exactly how it's supposed to look. And it wasn't – I don't even know if they communicated it or not. I think he just felt it, and he passed it off, and the defensive tackle came over, and he caught it. And so for him, he seen it plenty of times where – sometimes if you're playing left guard and you're, you know, left guard going left tackle, you might be off the, you know, because it's a different space and area that you have to try to contend, okay, and fortify. So when you do those stunts, you're not used to them because it's like, oh, well, this guy's coming from my outside coming in, and I got to look for the defensive tackle. Not saying the guard is and left guard and center don't see that because they do, but coming from space, a wide nine, totally different because maybe you don't necessarily recognize that stunt the way it comes out, if it makes sense, right? If it makes sense. So if I'm a wide nine, okay, and I'm just looking for the loop, or if I'm coming all the way inside and I'm just taking your inside shoulder, okay, if you're the left tackle, if I'm left tackle now, the wide nine comes inside my inside shoulder, okay, which would be my right shoulder. I might turn inside and all of a sudden a defensive tackle wraps around. I seen it in the game, and I almost missed it. But Joe Tooney was just right there where he was able to catch it. But when I seen DJ Humphrey do it, it was seamless. He was stout in it. He didn't panic. He just passed it off. Because why? Because he's used to that space. He understands it. He knows that. He knows sometimes an inside move, it might be a stunt. In your head, if you've done it enough times, you know that. I think if I've explained it well, I know it's in my head because I just played a lot of it. I know when stunts come, and you just do like communicate. Like, I'll go in, out, out, out. And so I tell the tackles, too, sting. Sting tells you that a safety is coming down. He might blitz on the outside, okay? Or wide linebacker, okay? You know, you might fan. These are some of the calls that you make, okay? Fan to me. Everybody fans out to this guy. So sometimes those communications between, you know, a guy that plays that position has been playing it for a long time, is easier to communicate and let you know. And I trust Joe Tooney and DJ Humphreys more than I do Tooney and Caliendo. Even though Caliendo and Tooney has done an amazing job. So I'm not taking away from that. I'm not taking away from that. All I'm saying is that Joe Tooney, DJ Humphrey is just a step above it. So I know it was a long explanation, but
that was great. Cause I think there's a lot of stuff there where people, you know, they tend to think that Tooney is better suited at left tackle than he is at left guard just because he's filled in a little bit this year admirably, which I think everyone loves that he did that. But I think there's, you know, people needed an explanation from an expert, and that was pretty good, JD.
Okay. Good. Good. I'll take you out through a coaching session one time.
There you go. JD, any concerns? I know we talked about the pass rush that they have there. What are your concerns with the, and I know Jabari Mayo, Houston Texans fan in the chat, is talking about all their guys. Wilson, Autry, Tim Settle, the legendary Tim Settle, the future first ballot Hall of Famer Tim Settle. Daniil Hunter, they have a pretty solid D-line, one of the best in the league as far as sacks-wise this year where they ranked. What are your concerns there, if any at all? I mean, I know in that game we played them, I think they had one sack against us in that game. So we kind of really honed in that game to protect Pat. I believe that was Joe Tooney's first game as a starting left tackle, and we were able to, you know, kind of nullify their elite pass rush.
Yeah. The concern is you just got to get your hands on the guys. That's what you have to do. You got to make sure you get hands on them. Because they do a good job of just sweeping hands, knocking them down. You got to be technique sound. You got to communicate. My thing is, don't get into the game throwing the ball 50 times when you don't need to, or 40 if it's not warranted. Because you give those guys more opportunities to get back there at Pat. You get more opportunities for stunts and twists and all those different things at Pat. And you put Joe Tooney, DJ Humphreys, Trey Smith, you know, Juwan Taylor on the other side. You put these guys on their heels. I don't want these guys playing on the heels all the time. I want these guys putting the heels in the ground and coming off and hitting people in the mouth. I think it's where we're more solid. I think it's where we have to be punishing this defense. So that's what has to happen. You got to be physical with these guys. A lot of the physicality has to come out in our running game, okay? That's going to speak volumes about who we are and what we want to do going forward. But the message got to be given, especially this defense, is, you know, you want to have time of possession. You want to be able to run the football effectively. You want to be able to protect Pat. Third down is important, okay, conversion-wise, because the Chargers was, I think, horrible on third down. Did four interceptions by Justin Herbert. They throwing the football all around. Why? Because they had no running game. Man, they had no running game. So establish running game. Kareem Hunt, and we haven't talked enough about these two guys. Kareem Hunt and Isaiah Pacheco have to have a great game, man. They have to be a great game, man. They have to. That's important. It's so vital to what we do that you have to reiterate to them, we got to run the football. We got to run the football effectively. Why? Because we keep the ball in our hands. We keep it out of C.J. Stroud. What you do is you wear down his defense as well. So every chance you get, hit him in the mouth. Hit him in the mouth. And it's hard to do when you're always retreating to catch a guy and get him off, as opposed to I'm coming out here right now and I'm smacking you immediately when you're not thinking about it. Go ahead, do a couple wham blocks, kick outs, you know what I'm saying, traps. That's what you do. Tim Settle, we got him. Let him go this time. Let him go. Wow. Bow! Hit that sucker right there, man. Ear hole it, Joker, right there. Okay, legally, it happens all the time. So you're talking all that mess, man. It's hard to talk without no teeth. So,
yeah, No, that's a good point. As soon as the Chargers bailed on the run game because they couldn't really do anything with Dobbins and Gus Edwards weren't really doing much, then they kind of went into the pass mode. That's where they got bit. They had there was no balance to their offense. An offense that kind of limited their passing attempts all year long. I mean, Herbert was throwing the ball like maybe 21 times a game. They kept it pretty vanilla all season long. And when they had to open it up, that's when you saw some issues there, and there was no balance to their game. So yeah, I want to see Kareem Hunt 11 for 55 last time, 5 yards a carry. Give it to him. Ride the hot hand.
Joker looked good, man, against it. Give it to him. And he's not had rest too, Marcus. Woo! Give it to Kareem Hunt. Please let him have the football and let Pacheco let him get it a little bit too. And let there be, I don't know, the thunder and lightning, okay? Hammer and nail, whatever you want to call it, whatever comedy you want to make it, Batman or Robin, how you want to do it, okay? But you got to let these guys eat, man. They got to be a pivotal part of what we do. Seriously, we have to. Thank you, Jacob. Hopefully, just cause the run doesn't hit like 4 times. They choose to abandon and pass would be better with the run game. Absolutely. Outstandingly said. No question about it, because it is. That's exactly how you open everything up. I'm going to give you a team that is effective. There was old smash football. We just talked about them. We talked about the Ravens. What they were able to do with Lamar, with King Henry, they ran the football 50 times. Man, against a pass rushing defense, you know, Haywood, that sucker walked out because we block it. And then you got a tackle also too while we blocking you? Come on. I'm giving linemen that every day. Every single day. Because you got to come off this block to get that. Guess what? I get to bury you in the ground when it happens. You reaching out for that joker? Yeah! I'm coming down straight elbow, everything on top of you. You're going to feel it. You're going to feel it. I just want you to get up on that knee like, dang, God. Okay. I got 75 more of those. Yep. You sure do. When you hand it over to the defense, start throwing the ball more time and see what happens. Now you're playing in their realm. Not that we can't pass the ball, because we will. We'll be able to do what we want to do, really. Like I said, it's never about them. It's about us. But make them jokers feel it. Make them jokers feel it. So.
Barbershop, in my Marcus voice, we now the Chargers, buddy.
Yeah, no, sir. We're a 15-2 team. But you would have been 15-1. We let everybody play. So, you know, Jabari, at this point, I know you're trolling. That's all right. We'll let you talk, man. Now that talking never talked to anybody until a win, baby. We never talked to anybody until a win. If that was the case, y'all would have been 15-2 like we are. But you're not.
Yeah, we're not the Joe Flacco-led Browns, and we're not the Chargers. So, yeah.
Ain't nobody talking about that flapping your gums off right now.
Just be happy you got here. That's all I can say, Jabari. So enjoy.
Go ahead.
I was going to say, enjoy another divisional weekend, because I think that's as far as you're going to get for a good amount of time. Yeah. So
we seen Tim Settle was doing that, popping his gums off. See what happened with that.
Saw that got him. Yeah.
Yep. Can't worry about that, man.
Yeah. Appreciate the contribution there, Jacob. It's a new name, Jacob Donabauer. I don't think we've ever seen that name, but Jacob, welcome to the channel, buddy.
Yeah, good to see you, man. Some other people that came in the room. Seen Ray Ray 028, Chiefs fan 211. Seen that guy, Chris, King Mo, Kathy Welch, good seeing you as well. It's always good to see the people come in, man, saying what's up. Look, they ain't gonna let you just fly off the handle in here. That ain't gonna happen. Well, them jokers right here is going to get on you. Like a pack of bees, boy, they're going to be on you. So,
Yeah, it's all cordial talk. Maybe Jabari's getting a little bit, you know, saying, you know, F Amenahu. But for the most part, very cordial, good banter, guys.
Yeah. Jabari, welcome, man. Okay. All right. But come in here respectful. Okay. Act like you've been somewhere before.
Yeah. Okay? We appreciate the subscription, Jabari.
Yeah, brother. Absolutely, brother. Come on in. Blueberry Wilbur. Blueberry Wilbur says, back in, and Pat will take a chance or two now and again, but he's matured and good at realizing the most mistakes and relaxing intro into the Florida game. Yes. I think Pat is as poised as anybody. And when you see him up at the podium, you see he just wants to play. He's just ready to get at it. These guys are tired of seeing each other in the practice and whatnot. They are ready to come out and play. Another element that we need to understand, okay, and I know all Chiefs fans, we understand this, but the fans at the game are going to be huge. That environment and atmosphere in itself is a tough place to play. It's a tough place to play. And that energy, every single one of our guys feed off of it. They do. They love their Chiefs. They love them. And so you're going to feel that too. You're going to feel that too. And you will. They're going to get all of that. So, Jacob.
Appreciate that again, man. I've watched a lot of your videos after they've been live. Haven't made too many lives yet. But Jacob, welcome to the live show, baby.
Welcome, brother. Good seeing you. Appreciate you, man. Appreciate you. So.
All right. So, JD, we did have you were waiting for an Alden Brown question. Well, you got one, JD.
Uh-oh.
JD, here's the most important question for me. I'm watching my twin 4-year-old granddaughters this weekend. How do I watch the game in peace and watch them?
Alden Brown, get them involved. Get them involved. Like, get them to be fans. So when you yell at them, like, yay, tell them, yay, 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 and jump up, and they'll start getting into it. They'll start clapping their hands. Yay, you know. Get them involved. And so being a good granddad, you know, like you are, hey, show them what it means to be a Chiefs fan, okay? They will enjoy it. They will enjoy watching you enjoy it. So get the girls there, man. Love to have them. And so this right here is where you set in, getting them cheered for the right team, all right? This is what legacy is all about, baby.
What you could do is what I did a couple of weeks back when I was watching a playoff game with my niece. She's like 13. Four-year-olds. Okay, a little different. A 13-year-old, we were watching a game, and I was like, I showed her the underdog app, and I know it's a plug here, but showed her the underdog app, and I was like, hey, we're watching this game. Who do you think is going to win, and what player do you think? What player do you think is going to have? You know, I let her pick one of the props. She did it, and we kind of watched, and we wait for that player to get over like 50 yards in that game. It was kind of fun. So, that's one way of doing it.
Get them involved, man. Get them involved. The atmosphere. When I'm over here and I bring my grandson and other kids come over here, we turn the volume up, okay? Make it nice and loud in here, cheering, and they can hear everything going on. And they watch the action on TV. They watch it all. You know, we eat, have a good time, and we love the atmosphere that we have. And we get them integrated into it too, man, that they're part of it. And so make it a family affair. Make it a family affair. Yeah, good question, Alden Brown.
It'll be a good time. All right, so now we're going to get to the final topic here. It's our game picks, JD.
Nathan, appreciate it, Nathan, for the $5. I'm going to answer his question first. Mr. Dunn, what was your thoughts on Jared Wiley's blocking this year? The little bit that I saw of him, he'll have to get a little bit better. I don't know if he'll add a little bit more weight, maybe get a little bit stronger. But there's some big boys up here. He has to get a little bit better, though. I think he did a decent job, but he's definitely had to get better. Travis has been showing him exactly how to do it. When you're not such a big tight end, because he's taller, and he's, you know, you got to bend your knees. No, I'm a 6'6 guy, 6'6 and some change. You know, I think Jared Wiley's 6'7, ain't he? Something like that. And so when you got to bend your knees, that's what happens. But once you get up underneath them, short, choppy steps, burst, doo-doo, he'll be all right. So, good question.
All right. Appreciate you, Nathan. And also, this is also highlights why you don't have place expectations on a guy who's, you know, a third-day guy in the draft. You don't call him Baby Kelsey. Just don't do that, you know, because obviously he's his own guy. And also, too, some people are placing ridiculous expectations on this guy. So, please, refrain from doing that.
Yeah. Jade, about time. So, JD, can we give a shout out to my cousin Michelle L. and is it Char? Nothing but love. And Char? Absolutely. So, give a shout out, Michelle L. Appreciate you, Michelle. Giving a shout out straight from you, from Chiefs Kingdom. Chiefs Concerns coming to you, our family, giving you a shout out with love, grace, and everything that you should have. Okay. Go Chiefs with everything. All right.
Heck yeah.
Keep going.
We love you, Michelle.
W.
All right, so now we're going to get to our
– Oh, Michelle in the chat. Oh, in the chat. Okay. What's up, Michelle? She's in the chat, baby. What's going on? What's
happening? Is she?
That's what he says.
So oh, yeah. Probably... There you go. They're right there. Michelle Lutman. There you go.
Michelle Lutman. What's up, Michelle? Happy birthday. About time. You already gave him – he's a jolly good fellow out here. So happy birthday. I'm the about time. Happy birthday, brother. Enjoy your bourbon.
All right, so we're gonna get to our final topic. We're gonna go game picks, JD. I think everyone knows where we're going here, but obviously Saturday on ESPN at 4:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, the Chiefs will host the Houston Texans, kicking off the divisional round of the NFL playoffs. Chiefs are an 8.5-point favorite. JD, who do you got in this game on Saturday at 4:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time? What is your prediction?
Okay. Well. I mean, you know, I forgot about this part of the thing comes up, but you know what? It was 27-19 last game. 27-19. One of the touchdowns why they were able to do what they were able to do was because Tank Dell was there with them, you know, and he was a pivotal part of what they were able to do, right? But I think his game is going to be a little bit different. I really do. I still think we're going to be somewhere up. So, Marcus, what's the spread? Where we at?
We're an 8.5-point favorite.
Okay.
8.5-point favorite, and let me see the total points. I believe it's 41.5.
41.5?
41.5 is the total points for this game.
Okay. I got the score of the game, 27-17. Okay. I think the Chiefs still come up there, man. They get you about three touchdowns and a couple of field goals. You got to see Buck kicker gets out there. I think it's going to be fine. They might score a couple of touchdowns because they're just not going to give up. But I got 27-17 Chiefs. Okay. And that is because before, well, they was able to get up on us, and I think everybody remembers that, the first game that we had to come back, and we had to focus back up on some of the things that we need to do. If we run the football effectively and control the clock, because they don't always have to score early and often, I do believe it's going to be a very, very successful outing for us. 27-17, I think, is what it's going to be. So,
got a lot of 30-point spots in the chat. Everyone thinks we're going to score a little late on them.
I was going to be there. I had 31-17 first. That's what I had. That was my first prediction. So I'm going to keep that also, Marcus, just on the side. 31-17, but I do believe 27-17 might be the score of the game. Okay, and they're going to try to make a late charge at the end to try to do it. But I think, man, we go up on them jokers quick and fast, and then we start running football a little bit more than as we should. So, yeah.
I think we cover the spread. I think of the weekend, this is probably I'm not jinxing anything. I truly believe that I think this is the easiest game of the weekend. I think it's the only spread I really like where I'm taking the Chiefs to win by over 8.5 points. I think that's going to happen pretty easily. Buffalo Baltimore game. It's a 1.5-point spread there. That's an interesting one. I think the Commanders Lions game, 9.5 points. I don't know where I'm going with that one. I think Commanders can win that game. They're hot right now. And then Rams and Eagles. I think Commanders might actually win the game outright, to be quite honest with you.
I
just think the Lions are too depleted, and I think the Commanders, man, I don't like to be hyperbolic, but I think they got something cooking with Jaden Daniels. I think Daniels is the real deal, man. I really do think he's a real deal. Obviously, everyone thinks he's a real deal, but I think you're talking about him going to the Dome in Detroit against a team that's depleted defensively. I mean, yes, Aaron Glenn's got the guys humming, even the guys who are coming and filling in the backup. He's got those guys humming, but I think Commanders have what it takes to go out there and win. And I think 9.5 points is an insult to a team that's pretty much shown that they've got the grit to go down with any team to the 12th round.
they do. They do. Detroit, because of what they did last year, I just think, man, they got a little something to them this year, for real. I like Jaden Daniels. I do. I think they done a great job with him, but he's the key. McLaurin is, there's a guy. Yami Brown got off of him last time. Ursh is another guy. Robinson is good as well. But you got to stop Jaden Daniels. You got to. You got to make sure he doesn't get going. You put a spy on him, you got to make sure he doesn't get outside. If you get pressure on him, it changes things. And then you just got to make sure that you show up on McLaurin. But, man, that run game, that offense up there, man, with Detroit, it's something serious, man. It's something serious. And so them suckers start cooking. A little tough. But, yeah. I don't know. It'll be a good game. I can't wait to see that one either.
And I got to say, I feel bad for Commanders. Commanders played late the last game Sunday night, and they're playing the on Saturday, whereas the Lions have been off for so long. But, yeah, I think the Commanders got the worst shakeout of all the schedules, because what the Ravens played Saturday, and the Ravens are going to play Sunday. Lions or Commanders played Sunday, and now they're playing Saturday. So a little reverse there. But, I like that. Also, another upset. I like Rams over the Eagles this weekend. I'm seeing some people in the chat saying Chiefs, Rams, Super Bowl. I like the Rams upset over the Eagles.
Really? Wow.
Woo-hoo-hoo. I mean, I'm surprised that the Packers were able to keep that game as close as it was, because they weren't doing anything offensively. They're getting turnover after turnover, and the Eagles' offense wasn't doing what they should have been doing.
Man, the Eagles, you know what? Man, I don't know. I get to see the Rams game. I just heard. So I get to see it. Remember we was doing the show when I didn't get to really see how they all transpired. But I was shocked that it came down to that. But we were, I'm with my fellas, we sitting over texting, man. They was just saying Sam Donald looked like he played himself out of some money, a big payday.
Big time.
Yeah.
Big time. But I will say, we've seen some mediocre quarterbacks get paid, JD. There's going to be some awful team willing to pay him.
Why are you talking about Baker Mayfield like that?
Hey, based on his last 2 weeks, he'll be lucky to get paid Baker Mayfield money over his last 2 weeks. He was seeing ghosts out there.
Yeah. Oh, man. Wow. It's going to be some good games this weekend, man. It's, you know, and I love underdogs coming in and winning like that. I do. But everything, I think it all worked out to the way it should have been. The Rams are kind of sneaky good. They were. And obviously we know we got, you know, Puka and Cooper and all those guys. Shoot. Kyren, if those guys start going. You know, Stafford's he's a good guy. They got the good defense too. That's vital. That's vital.
And that travels in the playoffs, as we've talked about before. That travels. Defense travels.
Mm-hmm. So Russ, I agree. Chiefs Ram in the Super Bowl. Wow, I don't see that. I do believe it's gonna be the Chiefs against Detroit in the Super Bowl. That's what I look at. I do believe the two best teams in the NFL are gonna play this year. Second best one, man, I think was the Eagles. I think it's going to be Eagles against Detroit in the NFC championship game. And I do believe it's going to be the Chiefs against the Ravens in the AFC championship game. So,
could you imagine if it's the Rams beat Eagles, Lions beat Commanders, and then you have Stafford going to Detroit to get to the Super Bowl? That'd be pretty cool. NFL loves their story. They love their storylines, and that'd be a nice storyline for the NFL.
It would be cool. But that might be the Jared Goff revenge game. They did that joke dirty. That's one thing I like about Jared Goff, okay? Because I think they slighted that joker, okay? I thought they did him dirty. That's my own opinion about it. So I want old sleepy eyes to go on and get him one. get on up here into a Super Bowl. Now, you're going to get beat against the Chiefs, but, you know, old sleepy eyes, go on and get to one. At least once you get there.
And then 0-2 in the Super Bowl for Jared Goff, if that's the case.
Yeah.
But appreciate that, Rustus and Android. And appreciate you, Jacob. Jacob, would love to see Chiefs 34-17. D-Hop, big game against former team. Also think Rams will upset NFC Lions versus Rams. That big trade revisited. There you go.
Yeah. Yes.
Appreciate you, Jacob.
Yeah, thanks, Jacob. Appreciate you, brother. you know, everybody in here, so... Yeah, Commanders Harbinger said, Commanders play my house money for sure. Yeah, man. Listen, it's going to be some good football this weekend. I hope everybody enjoys it. Andre Brown, get your family involved, your 4-year-old twins, get them involved. I think Andre said a 7- and 9-year-old. I know they involved Andre. I know if they're fans like you, I know you got them down with Chiefs gear and getting out there ready to go. And so, it should be pretty exciting, you all. Pretty exciting ball. But it's going to be a good game. It's going to be a hard-fought game, especially against these Texans. And then on Friday, we'll be having the betting show, but also, too, JD's key to victory, baby. Come out here, man. I'm going to have something. I'm going to have something ready, okay? So
it's a key to victory playoff edition. It's going to be a good one. I can't wait.
Oh, yeah.
But, yeah, guys, like JD said, Friday we'll have the betting show. We'll also have the Keys to Victory Friday. And then Saturday we'll be kicking off the divisional weekend. We'll have our postgame show directly after the game around 7:30. So, yeah, guys, it's going to be a action-packed weekend of stuff for the Chief Concerns crew, and we hope everybody gets to enjoy it, and we hope everybody enjoy the episode tonight. And, again, let me reiterate what I said in the beginning if you guys came on. I appreciate all the love you guys gave my family, my father. He's back home today. He can't check out of the hospital. And I've showed him all the love you guys sent in on either Twitter or on the YouTube channel. And it really made his day on Monday night. And we really appreciate all you guys. And we love you guys and love the family we got here at Chief Concerns.
Man, I appreciate you guys so much, man. We're so blessed to have you all. Thank you so much just for the shout outs and the prayers like that to Marcus' family. Marcus, you know how we love you, brother. And your family, your dad, and everybody else, and Taze and whatnot. So we just putting our arms around you. Okay. Same thing out there. Any of you all, if y'all dealing with anything or that you had to get off your chest, you know, you can always come here, man. We're going to pray for you. We're going to put our thoughts towards you. We will send it up the way we will. We hold you up too. But just to let you all know, we love you. Y'all take care. God bless. I'm going to say bye to the chat in here. Jabari Mayo, man. Appreciate you coming in. Spitting your stuff, okay? It's all good stuff, man. Hey, may the best win. We know it's going to be the Chiefs, but hey, we know you don't give a hard time for us. Appreciate you, brother. Thank you for coming in. Witchy Hall, Zach Devlin, RayRay028, AA, Jabbar Mayer said it, Don Peterson, Charles Driver, Shell L, good seeing you. Shout out to you, RayRay028. About time, man. Enjoy that bourbon. Happy birthday to you, about time. Happy birthday. Andrea, have a good weekend. Happy birthday to you as well. Amda Brown, good talking to you, man. Appreciate that. Monica Sloan, Chief Skinny was going to be rocking. It might be cool about fans show up and show our best fan base. Let's go. Absolutely, Monica. Appreciate you saying that. Thank you so much, Chiefs Fan 211. Dane, Kathy Welsh, good seeing you, Kathy. Nana Sharon, always good seeing you as well. Maria DeJardes, good seeing you. Witchy Hall, Mike Brennan, my guy, seeing you that came in here. Harbinger, appreciate coming in. Joe E, appreciate it. Prediction score of the game, 27-17. My first one was 31-17, but we'll see. We'll see. Who else? The Barbershop, good seeing my brother, like always. Rust and Rust Android or Rust USA, I don't know. You know who we're talking about. Appreciate the love. Thank you so much. Appreciate you coming in. Kevin Mars, good seeing you as well, my brother. Let's see. Sweetie was in here. Jacob. Donna Bauer, good seeing you. Appreciate you so much. Hannah, let me see, Kevin Mars. Who else we got in here? Man, it's a lot of people that was in here. Good seeing y'all. I'm glad y'all came in the chat. Come talk
Packed to us. House. Packed yeah. house tonight, JD.
Packed up. Richard Smith, good seeing you, man. Thank you, sir. Greg Rose. Let me see who else we got. I don't want to miss anybody. Sam McBride. You know, this is probably one of my favorite parts. I get to talk to people, Mark, and see all about and give them recognition for coming in here, just saying what's up to us. That's why I love awesome. Him so much, man. Timmy G, 123, didn't say what's up to you, man, before we get up out of here. King Mo, seeing you as well. John Clifford, somebody, our guest, was here in the house with us. G-Pick. Well, listen, hey, finally can say your name. Y'all know what it is. We love y'all to death. Thank you so much for coming on Chief Concerns. Y'all guys are awesome. We love you. Keep giving you all that fire each and every time we get on here. Please come in on Friday night for the keys to victory, man. I'm going to be spitting that fire, having that talk for y'all, okay? So we're going to be ready. I want these guys to get it because I know exactly what we're going to do to them Texans when they come in town. I already know it. So put them on the barbie. Cook them up, baby. Lay them down. Let's get them going, okay?
JD, you need to bust out a – I don't know if you have a cowboy hat. You need to bust out a cowboy hat for Friday.
Cowboy hat? Why?
Texans. The Stephen A. Smith look like the cowboy hat with a cigar when he mocks the Cowboys fans.
Yeah. It's all right. I'm going to let the jokes live, man. Let them live, man. But, appreciate you guys. Marcus, thank you so much, man. Love you, brother. Okay.
Love you too, man. Love you too, buddy. All right, guys. Well, everybody enjoy the episode. We'll see you guys Friday night for Betting Show, Keys to Victory, and, of course, our underdog picks, which if you guys have been following our underdog picks, we've been giving out winners. So you guys need to click the link in the description to get in on that as well. But, yeah, guys, hope you guys enjoy the evening. We'll see you guys Friday. Love you, everybody.
Great. Love y'all. Y'all take care. We'll see y'all later. God bless. Let's go, Chiefs. Let's go. How about those?
Yeah. Chiefs. That's it. Take it easy, everybody. Hi, everybody. Thanks for watching. Subscribe here to get the latest from the show. Also, be sure to check out the best clips from Chief Concerns. And if you prefer to listen to the show, subscribe and follow us on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and anywhere else you get your podcasts.